What do you have to peel off corn to cook it?
The husks.
Mm-hmm. And what's underneath the husks? There's some white strings.
Silk, I guess it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Corn silk.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Mexican dishes, when you go out to eat, they usually give you two things in addition to whatever you ordered, and those two things are?
Rice and beans.
Very good. Well, so what kind of beans are they?
Pinto beans.
Okay. What's the brown vegetable that grows under the ground?
Potato.
Mm-hmm. And what's the red vegetable that the Russians make borscht with?
Beets.
Mm-hmm. I think I already said that one. What is in the middle of a cherry?
A pit.
Mm-hmm. What about in the middle of a peach?
Peach seed.
Well, whatever you think it is. I mean, people
yeah.
have different words for it, so whatever
yeah,
you think
I
is correct.
I guess you could call it a pit, too, perhaps.
Well, you know that the peach pit, it has a hard outer covering, and then there's something inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the thing inside called? Do you know a different name for that?
No.
Okay. Some people have a name for it.
Yeah, what?
A kernel? That's great. Do you happen to know what the peaches are called that the pit just falls out of?
What the peaches are called that the pit just falls out of?
Because there's two different peaches. The one that the seed comes out easily, and then there's the one where you have to dig the seed out.
I didn't remember.
All right, there's something that you can spread on toast, and it's fruity.
Marmalade or
well,
jelly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's something that grows in the woods and looks like little umbrellas?
Mushroom.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the inedible ones?
Toadstool.
Okay. What is dried meat called?
Dry meat. You mean like jerky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's another kind of dried meat that is flaked beef and...
Chipped beef?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know what a fat pork cured in brine is called? Sometimes people add it to soup to flavor the soup.
Oh. Doesn't come.
You ever heard of salt pork?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a meat made from the jowls and head of a hog?
Hog jowls.
Have you ever heard it called head cheese?
No.
Okay. Okay, if you want to separate a solid from a liquid, but you want to keep the liquid, you would do what to the mixture?
I guess one word that comes to mind is descant, but that would be like pouring up. Another would be evaporate.
How about if you put it through a colander?
Okay.
Because really the goal is the liquid. I mean, you want to get the liquid
okay,
free
you're
of
talking
the
about straining the liquid
mm-hmm.
from a solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
mm-hmm.
yeah, a colander.
Okay.
A strainer, a sieve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call thin milk?
Skim milk.
Have you ever heard of another term for it that describes the color of the milk?